841 Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher, thanks for being with us here this morning, Monday. And golf outing coming up this weekend out at Oak Run, the Four for Freedom. That's Four!
Freedom!
I could play it again for you. If you want to hear William Wallace again, I could. But I think your freedom was just fine. No, this will benefit the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And joining us to talk more about it, the organizers of the event, Taylor Lufkin. Good morning, Taylor. How are you today?
Good morning, Galesburg. Happy to be here.
Lance Lufkin. Lance, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good. Good to be here.
Guys, thanks for joining us here this morning. All right, so the golf outing this Saturday at Oak Run. First off, let's talk a little bit about the organization benefiting from this, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Kind of give us a little background about this organization.
It's a nonprofit organization. They build homes for wounded veterans and first responders.
Okay. It's interesting. We've been hearing commercials throughout the morning during our network news about Tunnel to Towers. I think it was about something specific they were doing,
because it's also, it's Gold Star families. Wives and children, or husbands and children of fallen heroes that they got your back.
By the way, Todd, you acted like you knew these guys when they got here, do you?
Well, they don't
need money. Oh, that's what it was. Okay. And they didn't break your leg, so you don't owe them money. But yeah, okay, good. But a great organization. Well, then let's talk about, of course, your brother Caleb, who perished while fighting for our country. Talk about wanting to get involved in something like this and raising money for a group like this.
Well, yeah, excellent organization. They're doing another thing too, is helping the Ukraine children.
Okay,
so just a great organization. But, look, here's the thing. We come to the realization of Caleb, paved the way, for this thing called freedom. So we asked ourselves, well, what part do we play? And Lance and I talked one day. We said, well, let's raise some money for last year was the Wounded Warrior Project. And this year was,
we went to the Tower of Towers,
So just trying to play our part.
Always like golfing, haven't we?
What? Yeah, and it's interesting you talk about when you have a hero in your family or a hero that you know, whether they're related to you or not, you think, man, look what they've done, look what they've sacrificed, what in the world can I do? And so, as little as you think you might be doing, it's still great to get together to be able to do something like this.
Yeah. Killing two birds, one stone, raise some money and also play a little golf.
Yeah, have a little fun. All right, so the golf outing comes up this Saturday. It'll be out at Oak Run. So you still not too many slots available, but you still got some slots available if somebody still wants to get registered. Okay, so if they want to get registered, how would they go about that?
You just call out to Oak Run.
Okay.
309-879-2582.
And $280 a team. That includes your golf, your meal, your T-shirt, and there's, of course, the meal will follow. And that'll actually be at Big Cats, right?
Yes, yep, Big Cats Barbecue right there in Knoxville. We'll also have the silent auction there, and Opie Green is playing. We got a little band there.
Yep, Opie Green will be live. We love them. We appreciate them.
They're going to play some live music. It's going to be a great time, really.
Yeah, and the fundraising doesn't end with the golf outing. You have a silent auction as well, right?
Yes, which is open to the public too.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so even if you're not participating in the golf outing, get to Big Cats afterwards. What time will sign-in? Will be 7 o'clock, obviously, on Saturday morning for the golf, tee time 8. What time are you thinking things will get underway at Big Cats?
Probably 1 o'clock, I would say.
Yeah, okay.
I think OB starts at 1, so.
Okay.
Around 1 is when we're wrapping up the golf outing.
What kind of silent auction items are there?
Oh, man.
We've had a lot of people donate. We got old wood American flag, which is pretty cool. It's all glossed up, carved, and it's sweet. It looks like it's waving in the wind. And we got a whole bunch of what else we got today?
There's a bar stool that looks like a Fender guitar. It's hard to explain on the radio, but it's like a guitar, but it's how do you explain it? It's got like a wood pick, but that's the seat.
Oh, cool!
That's pretty neat. You just kind of come out.
You have to come out.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Something with Tyler's name on it, maybe?
No. Signed jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe. I mean, you could put some autograph by him on the silent auction, but you want to raise money.
Yeah, true.
Right?
Well, and I think, you know, talking to you guys last year, you know, I'm moving forward.
Yeah. It's like, it's almost like they're related to you or something. I don't know.
Someone like me who shouldn't be allowed to hold a golf club, this isn't for just avid golfers.
No.
Right?
No.
I mean, so whether you're wanting to support the cause, make a donation of some sort, or you just want to watch.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's welcome, whether it's out of Oak Run or a big cast. Right?
Yep. Yeah. Even if you're bad at golf, if you're good at golf, it's just for the good cause. So
it was a pretty good turnout last year.
Yeah, well, awesome turnout last year. Yes, that's cool. Yeah. I don't want to sound egotistical, but we raised over $10,000.
Wow, yeah, that's nice. Great. That's great. Turnout. Yeah.
I'm so proud of Galesburg and Knoxville and the whole Knox County coming together.
Yeah, you know, it's cool with everybody we talk to that does some sort of fundraising event. With all the struggles, nationwide, but here, you know, locally in the city, the county, whatever, people always really seem to come together for causes like this and help out. Yeah.
It was humbling. It was, everyone came together for one big, great cause.
Yeah. Very generous community. So if somebody, they're not able to be there but would like to help out with your donation to Tunnel to Towers, how would they go about that?
So they would, if they would like to sponsor a hole.
Oh, yeah. So you still have hole sponsorships available too then. Okay.
Yeah. Make a donation to the P.O. Box 123.
Illinois 61448,
and just War for Freedom. We've been accepting donations to that.
Yeah. Did you guys come up with a name, Four for Freedom?
Yeah. Well, Lance and I believe, what was it, Scott Hebloom and Josh Taylor?
Yeah. We all kind of mashed together and thought of it. So,
Four. Over a beverage?
Just Knoxville guys together.
There you go. Lance Lovkin, Taylor Lovkin, our guests this morning. Four for Freedom, the golf outing coming up this Saturday at Oak Run, and still a few openings for it. Three teams you got openings for teams you got left. You can get signed up, and you can call out to Oak Run 879-2582 to get your team registered. But again, even if you can't be out there to golf, you can be a hole sponsor. Or if you'd like to donate otherwise, you can still do that. And there's going to be a meal at Big Cats to follow in Knoxville, and a silent auction, and just a lot of ways that that you can help out and support this great cause. So you did it for a different organization this year. Will this be something you're going to kind of choose different ones each year? And obviously in relationship to the military and first responders and those type of things, right?
Yeah, that's a great question. Different organizations, obviously, but just more themed around the military.
Right.
Yeah, that's originally why we did it, right?
Yeah.
In the first place. So, yeah. It'll be military related, but we'll see how this goes and go from there.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. You were talking about, your brother, obviously a hero, and I know you guys, your family went through a lot when that happened. But at what point did it kind of hit with you? It's like, what he really meant, and was like what he did for this country. I mean, at some point you obviously realized that obviously there was sadness on at first that you lost your sibling, but at some point it had to really hit you. It's like, man, my brother was quite a hero.
Simply from turnout, love and support, the messages on Facebook. Like I said, again, humbling.
When you get someone like Caleb who was so involved in so many things, you get so many different groups of people that come forward between, military people or firefighters or just, former classmates or former teammates or whatever. I mean, and it didn't hurt that Caleb was a heartthrob, so I mean that also helped. So I mean I just remember all the different things he was involved in and then the different things I found out about afterwards, that I didn't. There was one day, I'll never forget, the pasture next to our house caught fire, and I blame my mom, but so we had to call the fire department, and Knoxville Fire Department comes out, and there's Caleb, and of course, I don't know what they dipped their brooms in, they're out there sweeping the fire out, or whatever, and I'm just like, when did you become a fireman? He's easy money, man. Like, okay, I didn't know that, but okay, thanks for coming by. And then, you just hear more and more about it, and you're just like, man, I never realized how involved Caleb was. And I mean, he made an impact.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. We obviously need those people in the world that are willing to put their lives on the line, whether it's fire, police, military. Obviously, it's just we love having those people because we're not all that person, you know.
Yeah, exactly. God bless them. You know.
Yeah. 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 So in a lot of ways, this, you know, this event this weekend, it's kind of a celebration of all these people as well. Yeah. Yeah. So again, the golf outing for Freedom this Saturday at Oak Run, just about three more openings. If you'd like to get a team four signed up, call Oak Run 879-2582. Even if you can't be there to golf, again, you can, if you want to be a whole sponsor. Now, how, for being a whole sponsor or making a donation, otherwise, how would they go about that?
Just write a check to PO Box 123, Knoxville, Illinois. And if you want to honor a
past loved one,
a veteran, service,
whatever, yeah,
you would put his name on a little plaque, and then on the holes, you know, broadcast.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Yeah, excellent. So you can do that as well. And again, the outing is this Saturday. Sign in 7 o'clock, tee off at 8 o'clock, and then the event at Big Cats getting underway at 1 o'clock. Well, you can get there early if you want. You can get there whatever time you want to get there to, and support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. And all the proceeds supporting that and Gold Star Family Home Project, the Tunnel Towers Gold Star Family Home Project. So, great event for a great cause, guys. Anything else we need to know about Caleb or about the event?
We're excited this year. We had a great turnout last year, and it rained last year.
It poured. Absolutely wet.
Yeah, to say the least. Still a great turnout. The community came together. I'm so happy. You know, I just love the skills of the community.
I do too. Yeah. Hey, real quick, I want to thank my family and friends too for all their help and support. Without them, this wouldn't be possible. So,
yeah.
And thank you guys very much.
Absolutely.
Well, Marcy said I had to do it. So.
Well, yeah. No. Sometimes just have no choice. In what you. There you go. All right, Taylor Lufkin, Lance Lufkin, guys. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.